Still nami tzvi v'ayuk tzibu. It says in the parasha of Sula Magdoshim that has locha like a tzvi and an ayuk like a chaya, and you can't be poydo with it. So even according to Shimon also, you would not be able to be poydo a petach hamor with a behema which is sir, which was a psuli hamagdoshim. Now the Gemara says, "He boy, we have a new question." Abishayla, now if there's a behemus shviyus, could you be poydo with a behema that has kedusha shviyus on it? In other words, you have peiros that grew on shmita; it has kedusha shmita on it, and you sold it now for a behema. So the behema now has kedusha shviyus on it. So can you use this behema, this sir, and give it to a kohen to be poydo petach hamor? So Gemara says, "Vaba loti boiloch." If it's a vada petach hamor, so an avada ritzosa. Why liyachilom rachmanu? The Torah says about this perish shviyus, you're only allowed to eat it, but we dash from below the schar, you can't do business with it. So Rashi said loti boiloch petach hamor vada loti boiloch, you can't do it. Tichivun the boiloch may say pidyon l'kayin. The loch of your petach, but chamor is right now vada petach hamor, you can't use it until you give this sir the pidyon to the kayin. If so, rhetorically. Rashi says, why? The la'achila machmonotera says you're only allowed to eat it. For le'elus chayru, you can't do business with it. For an intuzer, come to now, this is for a koina chamor, a pair of shviyas. You're like buying to keep your pepper chamor by giving this behemoth that has dusha shviyas onto the koin. Shenewer la'achila, it's not fit to eat. Like you're buying this pepper chamor now with the behemoth shviyas, that's called like chayru. So, avadai pepper chamor, pshitu is also. Kiti burlach, where is my shiloh? Suffolk, in the case of a Suffolk petach hamor, and it's like this: Valiy, but the Rabbi Shimon Kuntz, Rabbi Shimon Shita, Leiti Bolach. There's no shaila. The less Lei Suffolk that Avad you allowed to. Rashi says Suffolk going Chiyol the Imay Zochin. The we had before that you have to be Mafresh at Kleb, but you keep it for yourself. So current Rabbi Shimon that he holds that you don't have to be Mafresh to take off the Yisurei. So again, so current Rabbi Shimon Leiti Bolach left Lei Suffolk. According to him, since the petach hamor has no iser, there's only a mitzvah nesina to be poida. And here, since it's a suffix, so you say, I'm oisim chor all of araya, you don't have to be poida with it altogether. Kiti bolach, where's my shala? Leave it to a view, according to a view, the shita. My, kivan de mafush tleb hulatzmai, since lamaisi, you have to set aside a set, take off the iser of the petach hamor. But then you will have to keep it for yourself. Liachila karinen, bay, it should be mutter, it's called eating from it, it should be mutter. Or there may be kivon de kama dolei mafki yisura. Kozman, you did not take off the yisur of the petach hamor. Kozman, you're not a poid with yet. Loi mishtaria, you're not allowed to eat the petach hamor. So maybe kischoru dam is called you're doing business with the perishvias. You're like doing business with the perishvias, like you're buying yourself something that you can't eat it without this. So this is giving you the heter achila. So maybe that's very much ischoru. That should be yours. So that's my shayla. Should you be poido the petach hamor, a suffix petach hamor, with a behema that has kedusha shviyas on it? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. The Yomer of Chizu says, behemas shviyas, you have a behema that has kedusha shviyas on it. Again, Allah is the fruits, the vegetables that grew on Shemitah, they have kedusha shviyas. Allah is if you buy something, you make an exchange, if you give these payers for a behema, so now the behema also has kedusha shviyas on it. So you have such a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas on it. Then alochom ain poydum boes avadai. You cannot be poydum with it avadai petach hamor. Avo poydum boes a suffolk, but a suffolk petach hamor you could. It says clearly you can be poydum a suffolk petach hamor with a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas on it. Now the Yom Rav Chizda says behema shviyas. If you have a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas on it, peturim min abechor. You know it has no din bechor on it. And then like if it gives birth. So on the kid that has no kedushas bechor, but still the chayevis the matonis. But when you shech the animal now, you have to give the matonis the zroyu lechiyayim bekev. You have to give to the kohen. What's the svar? Why? Peturim min abechor potim min abechor. Why? Liochlom rachmona Torah says you could eat from perishvias. V'leil esreifa, but not to burn it. So therefore, you potim min abechora, because the bechor has kedushas hakrov. You have to burn the amurim on the mizbeach. The Torah says not to burn a shviyas. So therefore, if you have a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas on it, there is no din bechor upon its firstborn. But still, b'chayevus b'matonis. But when you shech this behemoth that has kedusha shviyas, you have to give the matonis to the kohen. You know why? The li'ochla karinim bo, because that's the called li'ochla. The Torah says with perish shviyas you can eat it. this is also called eating from it now. The fact you're giving it to the Kohen and he's going to eat from it, that's okay. That's his Kiddush, but it has no din b'chor on from behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyach on it. So Morris says, Mesa, I have a question. It says, if somebody eats from the dough that was made from wheat of Shviyach, has Kedusha Shemitah on it, so Ashloi Humo Chalos before he took off Chalav off this dough, Chayiv Misa. If somebody eats from it, he's Chayiv Misa. In other words, it has Kedusha in it, and eat from before he took off Chalav, Yechayiv Misa. Now the question is, Amai, like, why does this dough of Shemitah, the Kedusha Shviyach, have a din Chalav on it altogether? The Amai, Kivon Dilu Mitmei, because since of the Chalav would become Tamei, Basreifri, then the din would have to burn it, you can eat it. You can eat challah that's tamei. If so, why don't I say here also liochlo amarachmanu b'olus reifa? The Torah said only with kedusha shviyas, you only could do things that you could eat it, and not if you have to come to burn it. But just like you're telling me, there's no din b'chor by a behem that has kedusha shviyas on it. The same thing also should there should be no din challah on the dough that comes from shmitah, on the parents of shmitah. So Mora says no. I tell you, shani hocha here by challah is different. The Echsil B'Dor HaSeichem, it says the words of B'Dor HaSeichem, Mashm every single year, even on Shviya Soto, also, Yechayiv on Chala. The Mora says, Tanin HaMiyochi, we learn this also, Tanin HaMiyochi, that Minan, how do we know to say, Li'eichol Mi'isa Shviya, somebody eats from Isa, from Dome, that has Kedusha Shviya on it, Ashkei Humer Chalos, before he took off the Chala, Shechayiv Misa, Yechayiv Misa on it. Shinam and the Apostle says, B'Dor HaSeichem, says the word of B'Dor HaSeichem, every single generation, Yechayiv. Mer says, "Veligma mino." What do I learn out from this? Veligma mino. Learn out from here from Chal also. You see that if Chal kedusha shviyus, the same thing b'chor should also be. So I tell you, no host on ikol achila. By Chal the ikur din of Chal was to set it aside and give it to the kohen to eat. So the ikur din of Chal is not a stirum to the lochul of shmita. Just lo yisui becomes tamei later. You're gonna have to burn it, but that's not the ikur din of it. But hocha ikol esreifa. Here the ikur din of a bechor is to be makriv it for a korban, and you have to burn the emurim. So since the ikur of the din of a kedushas bechor is to bring it for a korban to be makriv it, and that you can't do for shmita, because that's the din l'ochol, you can only eat from the kedushas shviyas, and not burn it, therefore the svarot say that you potter from shmita, you potter from bechor. Then it says, nostum l'koyin, if you give the tetach mot to the koyin, so you cannot keep it until you makrish it with the seer. So Mora says, tanina we learned, l'horotan rabban, l'horotan rabbaisa, that Yisrael show you like petach hamor b'tech beisai. If Yisrael that had a petach hamor the firstborn from his hamor, v'yom aloi ha-koin, the koin says to him, listen, t'nei yuli, give the petach hamor to me, v'ani avdeyu, I'll redeem it for you, I'll take off a seh, is ha-reiz ala yitin aloi, you should not give it to the koin. Elim came for day before, unless you see clearly, he's perder in front of you. Because otherwise, v'choshid, maybe the koin will not be part of Muslim, so he won't be perder it. And Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Barahua, Zeus, the mess from here, I hear, and I say, that Nech Shadu HaKahanam HaPitri Chamorim, that a Kahanim were choshed on Petach Hamor. Nerds were afraid that they'll use it without being paid to it. So Mer said, Shit, that's me here from our Mishnah. Mer says, no, Mavet HaMavet, what to say? Hani Mili Hecha, the Machtik Lord, the Mikri, only if we know already happened already one time, that the Kohen was not mafrish to Petach Hamor. Abul bistom aloi, but maybe min astam you'll say the kohen is mafresh to petachem, mafresh to seir. Kamashmon, that's a chiddush. No, the mara bo hatayra that a kohen will have a chashash will be mara heta. Rashi says the kasavra will think kivon the seir sheyafresh tachtov yeshali. Since anyway, when I redeem it with the seir, the kohen keeps the seir. So lom lilavaisa, why should I be part of it altogether? But since the Kohen may think this way, therefore Yisrael is not allowed to give his Petach Hamor to the Kohen, unless you see clearly there's going to be prayed with a seer in front of you. Now the Mishnah says, HaMafrish Pidyon Petach Hamor. Let's say you were Mafrish, you took your seer, and you were Mafrish a Petach Hamor with it, Umeis, and now the seer dies. So Rabbi Lezer Roimer, Chayovim Bach Yusoy. You still Chayiv Bach Res, you have to take another seer and give it to the Kohen. Kichomis loyim shaben, just like pidyon haben, if you appoint to your son, you have yichomis loyim, and you lose it, you have to have another chomis loyim to give to the kohen. However, the chomim, say no, ein chayovim b'achrayis, say no, you're not chayiv b'achrayis. Since you appoint it with the seh, that's it. If the seh dies, you're not going to give another seh to the kohen. And he holds the chomim, it's kipidyon maister sheni. Just like the pidyon of maister sheni, when you appoint the maister sheni onto money, if the money gets lost, You don't have to give new money. Takas this Maisa Shani. Skitzes a machlokes about this pigeon Petach Hamor, if the Yisrael is Chaybach Yusi or not. The Mishnah says, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Tzadik, our pigeon Petach Hamor, they said, Eidus, at one side of the pigeon Petach Hamor, Shemes, or the said died, Shein Kam the Klein Klum, the Klein gets nothing. In other words, that the Yisrael is not Chaybach Yusi, and that's it, the Klein loses out. Now, what's going to be Mace Petach Hamor? Let's say the Petach Hamor itself dies. Before you appointed it, the Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the donkey itself dies. So Reb Lezer Roime Yikover Umutah B'Hanosah Shotle. The din is that you have to be covered, like it still has its Kedusha, but there's no din pigeon, so therefore the say, you don't have to give a set to the coin, you have a right to keep it. So yes, here the case was that you were mafresh to say, you set aside his say, but before you gave the set to the Kohen, the Petach Hamor itself died. So Reb Lezer holds, you cover, you have to bury the Petach Hamor, meaning to say, like his shita is, Yechayim Bach Yustam. So the Kohen does not have the set until you actually give it to him. So here before you gave it to him, it's still the Yisrael's. Now that the Petach Hamor died, so there's no more mitzvah to be paid to it. So therefore the Petach Hamor itself has Kedusha that you have to bury. But the Tle itself, alright, turn over. Again, so Mishnah Zofran says that Reb Lezer in the Yikover, you have to bury this the Petach Hamor or Mutar Banasa Shotle. The Tle itself still stays by the Yisrael, because this Shitu is Yechari Bach Rishon. So Kozman, you didn't give it to the Kohen yet, it still belongs to the Yisrael. Therefore, now that the Petach Hamor died, there's no one to give it, so it's Mutar Banasa, the Tle stays by the Yisrael. The Petach Hamor has its Kedusha, if you have to bury it. The Chomer say no, and sorrowfully cover, you don't have to bury the Petach Hamor. Because once you amafresh the Petach, you've set aside the Seir, so now the Isser went off the Petach Hamor, and you're not Chai Bach Yusin, means right away it's Peshus HaKayin. That even though the Petach Hamor dies, so what? Still Utle HaKayin, the Tle itself you have to give to the Kayin. So Mara says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, my time with Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's threat attacker to say that by pigeon Petach Hamor you Chai Bach Yusin? The Pesach says, Ach Poder Ti Poder, a double lotion. So, Ma Bechor Odom, just like by Bechor Odom, Chai Bachor Yusam, is Ach Bechor Beim Tumei, Chai Bachor Yusam. And the Pesach continues on and talks about in the Petach Hamor and Pidyon HaBen. Therefore the second is, just like by Pidyon HaBen, even if you lose the money, still you have to give it to the Kohen, Yechai Bachor Yusam. If there also a Petach Hamor, Yechai Bachor Yusam. On this, Omer Le'Abaye, Abaye says back, if there's really a Hekesh here, He Ma Bechor Odom Mutu Bano, maybe just like by Bechor Odom, the Bechor itself might have an offer even before Pidyon. Ach Bechor Behema Tumei Yemuta, maybe you had it even before Pidyon, might have an offer from the Petach Hamor. The Chitam maybe Hachinam is that the true, Av Yotznan relent. Meis Petach Hamor, let's say the Petach Hamor itself dies, we have less room, you have to bury it. So what do you have to bury it for? Because it has Yisuri Hanor on it. So here you see there is an Yisuri Hanor upon the Petach Hamor, even though it's not by regular Pidyon HaBen. Moshe says, no, it could be my Yikover, no way for us to bury it. Love the Yisra Banor, not because there's a new Yisra Banor upon it. Moshe says, no, there's the Kasha. My Yikover, love doesn't mean to say the Yisra Banor, so here you see that the Petach Hamor has Yisra Banor, and a Pidyon HaBen doesn't have it. Moshe says, Loi, Yikover Kibachor Adam just means to say you're supposed to bury it, just like a Bechor Adam, just like a person dies, you have to bury it. So Chomer also. So Moshe says, if so, El Odom Bechor Hu Deboi Kfura, Pasha Deboi Kfura. Like, what kind of limit is that? Is only Bechor need Kfura, and a regular person that dies doesn't need Kfura, any person needs Kfura. That's not part of the limit. You're not to tell me, learning out Petach Hamor from Bechor, you have to bury it. It's not a special thing you have to bury a Bechor Adam when he dies. You have to bury any person when he dies. That's not the limit over here. So Chur, if you're learning it out, it must mean that it's a Shver, the Chur Tzuraya, that the reason why you have to bury the Petach Hamor is because Zasa Banor, so you see you don't learn out Petach Hamor from Pidyon HaBen. For Yoit, Tani, we learn this also, that Moedir Reb Lezer himself agrees that the Yisroel, Sheyesh Le'Sofek Petach Hamor B'Tech Beisai, the Yisroel has a Sofek Petach Hamor in his house, again where the mother gave birth, to a Zohar and a Kev, we don't know which one came out first. So Mafras, Tzler Lov U'Shalei, you have to keep it. You have a right to keep it. So, but our koponim, you have to be mafresh to tle. So here you see that the Petach Chamor has some Yisurim on it. That's why you have to be poider it, even though you keep the Seb, but still you have to be poider it to take off the Yisurim. So here you see it does have some Yisurim. The Petach Chamor has Yisurim. So Shreka is learning it out from this Gezeirah Shavah, from this Hekeshia, the Pidyon HaBen, just like Pidyon HaBen has no Yisurim, the Chura who had been by Petach Chamor also should have no Yisurim. So no, so true. Ever Rav, Amar Rav, Rav, so like this, Amar Kvar, the Pesach says, Ach Podeh Ti Podeh. That's the Pesach. So we dash in, Lepidiyek Shisa, there's only a Hekeshia of Pidyon, Petach Chamor, the Pidyon HaBen, the Gezeirah of the Loch of Pidyon, that's all. We learn that the Yedin Chiyav Achrayis, just like by the Chomesh Kolem, by a Pidyon HaBen, that Yechai Bachrayis, the same thing, Yechai Bachrayis on the money for Petach Chamor, that's all. But Lelos of Rach, there's no other Hekesh. Tanan Hossim, learned over there in Gemorin Erchin, the Erchin, Bishaiton, the Pasha of Erchin means you have to go bossa the way you were, Bishash, you made the Nedim. Or Pidyon HaBen, Achash Loishim Yoyim, Pidyon HaBen, you first do it after the kid is 30 days old. Or Pidyon Petach Chamor Liyacha. Pidyon Petach Chamor, can you play with it right away? Now, Pidyon Petach Chamor Liyacha, is that true? You can play with it right away? Or a minute, I'll ask you a question. It says, Ein Bi Erchin, or Pidyon HaBen, or Venerziris, or Petach Chamor, Pachas Mishloishim. And all these Alecha, you have to be at least 30 days old. For the Pasha of Erchin, you say Erchin Alai, the Torah only says how much you're worth from 30 days onwards. Or Pidyon HaBen is only after 30 days, the Ziris is 30 days. Or Petach Chamor Mashma Zos is only after 30 days. So it's not less than 30. You must see for another Elam, you can do it as long as you want. If you want Poydah, the Pidyon HaBen, or you want the Ziris to go as long as you want, or you want the Petach Chamor to do as long as you want, you can Poydah it later on. But Kol Parma Smashma only after 30 can be Poydah, but not before. So the Spirit, how could you say Pidyon Petach Chamor is right away? So Amr of Nachum, Nachum says like this, Lema come to teach us, Shin Tadai Yopad, would just mean to say that if the Yevid, if you made a pigeon Petach Chamor right away, the pigeon is Chal. So Mor says, Mechlal comes out then, did deny them by Pidyon HaBen, in Padu Reina Padui. That if the Yevid, if you appoint the Yevid, within 30 days is not Chal at all. So Mor says, that's true, we have never learned. Ha appoint this, do not able to have Shloshim Yom, somebody's appointed his son within 30 days. So Rav Amar B'noi Kodri, he says, even my Pidyon HaBen, even though he's supposed to do it after 30, but if he did it right away, it's like a chal. So L'chur Ritzakasha, how could you tell me now that Petach Chamor is chal right away? Which will be mashma, but Pidyon HaBen is not. And here it's mashma, even Pidyon HaBen also is chal right away. So Mora says, no. L'avit M'levim, we learn on this. That Amar Rav, Rav is like this. The Kuliyam, everybody agrees, Me'ach Shevein B'noi Kodri. If you want to be paid to your son and give the money to the Kohen now, that the pigeon should be chal right now, before 30 days, shit, it's not chal. And like Rashi explains, the only machlokes is, who says, I'll give the money now, but the pigeon should not be chal, that's the shalib is good. That Avadi can't be paid the pigeon of Ben right now, so it's good. But it's only when you make it full to be chal later. Therefore it's good. Petach Chamor is chal right away, but the Evid. But Pidyon HaBen is not chal right away.